This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of John Christopher Lopez. Date of birth is April the 5th, 1995. Case ID number is 6010501. Date of exam, June the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn Health Systems, dated 12/3/2021. Identifying information, this is a 28-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of kidney failure, chest pain, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019. Where he worked as an oil field worker for 4 years. During that time, he worked 16 to 24 hours per day, 7 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, renal failure. Number two, chest pain. Number three, osteoarthritis. History of allegations, number one, renal failure. The claimant states that since birth he has had congenital kidney issues. The claimant states that he has had urolithiasis consisting of a 5-millimeter stone of the right kidney, and the left kidney is larger than the right. The claimant was also physically assaulted by his brother on December the 3rd, 2021, which resulted in damage to his kidneys and rhabdomyolysis. At that time, his H&H was 12.6/36.3. And his EGFR was 46, which is very low. At the present time, he is not on dialysis. His last EGFR, glomerular filtration rate, was 46 on November the 20th, 2021. We do not have a more recent analysis of his kidney at this time. When he was physically assaulted, his chest x-ray was negative, CT of the head was negative, MRI of the brain was negative, CT scan of the facial bones was negative. He did have a elevated SED rate of 23, and his creatinine kinase was 1,186. His C-reactive protein was 57.4. Allegation number two, chest pain. The claimant states that on December the 3rd, 2021, he started to develop left-sided chest pain. He has not been evaluated for this condition. However, he was evaluated in the emergency room and appeared to be having chest pain secondary to the physical assault that he sustained from his brother. At the present time, the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand, climb one flight of stairs, and states that he does not smoke cigarettes. He has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized since 12/3/2021. He is presently on no medications except for Benadryl 25 milligrams QHS at night. He was diagnosed with left chest pain and right lumbar sacral back pain secondary to physical assault. His chest x-ray was negative. Allegation number three, the claimant states that since birth he has had multiple aches and pains and symptoms of rheumatism with myalgia. X-rays have been negative. He denies any fracture surgeries or injections given for his condition. He states he has pain and stiffness in most of his joints and is something he feels every day. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His medications include Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, which does give him relief, and he does no other physical activity. Family history. His father is alive. He is 53 in good health. His mother is also alive. She is 51 and has cancer, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. He does not recall what kind of cancer she has. Medical problems. History of rhabdomyolysis and acute kidney injury secondary to urolithiasis of the right kidney with hydronephrosis. And left kidney appears to be larger than the right. The claimant states that in 2003 he had right kidney surgery, possibly secondary to a mild right hydronephrosis. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant, substance abuse, the claimant does use marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 140 pounds, height 5 feet, 8 and a half inches tall, BP 148 over 97 mmHg, second read-in is 136 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 21, general. This is a 28-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields was grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD. Uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a horizontal slanted surgical scar of the right flank area measuring 10 centimeters where surgery was performed on the right kidney. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, chest x-ray, no acute findings, x-ray of the left hand, no acute findings, functional capacity, Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for possible renal failure with a EGRF of 46, indicating possible renal failure. Probable diagnoses. Number one, renal failure, dash, confirmed with medical records, is not being treated with dialysis at this time. He probably needs a second blood reading to assess what his renal function is at this time. He appears to be doing fairly well. Number two, chest pain, dash, normal physical exam. The claimant may very well have costochondritis. Number three, osteoarthritis and rheumatism, dash, mild, not being treated at this time, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John Christopher Lopez.